So now for the sealants, or patterns of ethical behaviour. The best known pattern is, of course, that of the five sealers, generally known as the five precepts. Some of you may feel that this is very old hat indeed, and that you've gone over all this before, but as I said at the beginning of this course of talks, these things will be new to some people at least, and these talks are designed at least partly for newcomers to our movement, those who haven't yet had the opportunity of learning very much about Buddhism, and also intended for our older, more confirmed friends and members, because one day they may have to be where I am now, teaching and explaining these things. And before that is possible, it means that quite a lot of homework has to be done, even homework on simple things like the five precepts. Now, the five precepts are, as usually transmitted, negative in form. They tell us what not to do, what to abstain from. But in each case, there's also a positive counterpart. And it's very significant of modern Buddhist teaching that the positive counterpart is far less widely known than the negative version, the negative five silas. I'm sure at least half of you have heard of the five silas, but I wonder how many of you have heard of the five dharmas. The five dharmas are the five positive counterparts of the five silas. We may translate the five dharmas as, in this context, the five ethical principles. So we'll briefly now consider both, the five precepts and the five ethical principles, one by one, examining first the negative and then the positive formulation, and this will give us a balanced picture of this particular pattern of Buddhist ethics.